Okay, so I want to go over it from yesterday, because it was a little bit of a mess, and I think at the end we ended up with a nice idea. So I was thinking over it a little bit, just to package it well. So basically, it's talking about shechita. Shechita by an oaf. A bird is one simon. One of the pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, right, the kana and the vashat. And by an animal, you have to shech both simon, both of them. And the Mishnah says rove counts as the whole thing. So if you cut 50%, it doesn't work, but rove works. Okay, rove. So now you have a havin maskana about what about if in the animal you cut one full simen and 50% of the other one. So you might think that it's good because even though you don't have rove of the second one, in total you have rove of the whole combo deal. You take the two simonim together, and now you have 150% out of 200%. Right? So that's rov. Right? Kamash Mulan, no. You need rov in each one individually. You don't say there's a combined rov. Rov of the combo, but you say you need rov of the windpipe and rov of the food pipe. Separately. Right? So we said, what's the question? Right? That was what we were trying to define. That was in Tosos. The Tosos in the Chatzi, the second Tosos in the Parak. The second Parak, the Chulon spells it out. So we said like this, is that there's two ways to look at Shlita. Okay? See, here's the thing, is that in Shlita, you're basically, the animal is transitioning from being an animal, a living, breathing animal, to being basar. Meat, right? That's what shechita do. It takes it and makes it renders a meat, right? So it goes from being a cow to being meat, right? From being a living, right, anatomical entity to being basically just a bunch of slabs of meat, right? Okay. So now, how do you look when the Torah says shechita is cutting the kana and the vasha? Okay, that's the windpipe and the food pipe. So how do you understand that? Do you say that it's cut this specific part meat, this specific segments of basar? Shechita means cutting this basar of the behema. Which basar? There's a lot of parts of basar. There's a lot of parts of animal. A lot of animal flesh. But which Torah says shechita is this animal flesh? Which ones? These two simanim. Okay. If that's the case, now you'll say then basically the two simanim are just a certain amount of inches, or however you want to call it, centimeters of flesh. Now it's telling you, rove is telling you, even if you don't cut that entire amount of flesh, but you cut a majority of that amount of flesh, then that's good. Right? So then as long as you have a majority of the whole, then it's basically one package. The two simonim together are just a quantity of flesh. And as long as you cut a majority of that combined quantity, so you'll be okay. You'll say, rove. Right? Because it's an amount of flesh. So the fact that they're simanim doesn't matter. The point is they're combined a certain, you know, certain unit of flesh which has to be cut in order to do shechita. And then it says a rove of that unit is sufficient. So if you cut not the entire quantity, but a rove of it, that's good. But that's looking at shechita as cutting, severing flesh. And severing a certain amount, specific amount, specific, and an amount of flesh. But kamashmal, that's not the way to look at shechita. Shechita is, you have a living, breathing animal. It's not just basar. You have an animal. And an animal has anatomical components. One of them is a kana. One is a vasha. One is a windpipe and a food pipe. And shechita means cutting both the kana and the vasha. That's what shechita is. So now, how do you have rove? How does rove apply? You can't say I cut one of them. One isn't rove of two. So what's the shechita is cutting too? So what's the idea of rov? Where's there a shaychus to rov? So rov has to be telling you that rov of a simen is cut, then it's defined as being cut. Rov of the schafza. It's not rov. See, and you can't now say, you can't say if I cut one simen and a little bit, now I've cut rov of the combo. There's no combo. They're two different anatomical things. So you're going to have to say, if rov of the chafza is severed, then the chafza is defined as being severed. Now, since shechita is cutting both of them, I have to have rov of each of them. Okay, you can't combine them. And the only way you could say is that you could, the havmin was combining the chan and the vesh into one package, because the havmin is just looking at it as basar. And if you look at it as flesh, it's just the quantity of flesh. The fact that one's a windpipe and one's a vesh, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's all like a framework of anatomy. if you're looking at it as like components of an animal, then the windpipe and the food pipe are different. If you're just looking at it as basar, it's just a certain patch of flesh. And now you say it's the majority of that patch. So what's the difference if the majority comes from 100% of one and 1% of the other, or 51% of each? Point is, there's a continuous quantity of flesh that I could rove about. But the Maskana is telling you that's not the way to look at Shechita. Shechita is that you have a living animal which has parts. There's anatomy, there's organs, there's the kana, there's the vesha, and you have to cut both of those organs. So the idea of rove is going to be cut in order, if a rove of an organ is cut, then the whole organ is defined as being cut. So now you have to cut both of them. You can't say if I have a 100% of the kana and then 50% of the vesha, then it's as if the whole vesha is cut. Well, it's not. The vesha is only 50%. That's not rove. So that's the thing. You have to look at shchita as acting on an animal with organs. Shchita isn't acting on basar. Shchita creates basar. And after shchita is done, it's basar. And in basar, it's all just one big basar. One big, chunk of basar. But in the shchita acts on an animal, and an animal has organs, and shchita is on distinct organs, the kana and the vesha. And shchita by vehema means shecht both organs, the kana and the vesha. So you need rov in each of them. That was yesterday. So let's move to today. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, we're doing one. So the Gemara is not happy about the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says like this: Hashochet echad be'ov v'shtayim be'behema shchita sekshera. Okay. So if you shecht, this is the Mishnah. If you shecht one siman by an animal, by a bird, and two simanim by an animal, it's okay. Shchita's kosher. So what do you mean it's okay? B'diava? Sounds like b'diava. It should say, tzarach shia, tzarach lishchot, right? Chayiv lishchot echad be'of v'shnayim be'hema. What does it mean if you shecht one by an oaf and two by a behema? I understand. If you shecht one by a behema oaf, you could say it's teaching you that even one works, or maybe you could say it's b'diava. Perhaps. But what do you mean? If I shecht two by an animal, it's good? Well, of course. So what am I supposed to do? Gemara says, "Hashochet diavin lachil lo, shtayim bebehema lachachil lo, ad kamal lishchot b'leizel." By two, by behema, it's not just pshat. Is it? Why is it b'diavin? How could it possibly be b'diavin? What more could you possibly do? Say, if you cut two simanim by an animal, then it works. What do you mean it works? There's nothing more to shchita than cutting two simanim by an animal. By an oaf, at least you practically the pshat could mean one works. But with the avet, it's not so good. You could say that. But what about by an animal? What's the lechachila? What do you want me to do? There's nothing more to do. Right? That's the first question. Why does it use a midlashon, which implies that it's with the avet? But by behema, there's nothing more to possibly do. You're doing the most you possibly could do. They can't say that's with the avet. What more could you do? Right? Doesn't make sense. You don't say, if you put on your tefillin shel rosh and your tefillin shel yad, then you're yotzei. What do you want me to do? That's all there is to do. It's not on Yotzei. That's the mitzvah. That's the whole mitzvah. There's nothing more left. So the Gemara says two answers.
How would it have said it if it were?
I guess you should say Shchita Tzarech Shtei Simanim. Something like that. Or, I don't know exactly. I'm not, I don't pen Mishnah, but something like that. Don't say Hashochet. Hashochet means if you do it.
Oh, it's the Ha.
The Hashochet, yeah. Oh, Hashochet Kshera. Hashochet, if someone does it, but it's a combination. Hashochet, Rashi. Al Korchach, right? See, the Dimon's from Rashi. Hashochet, Al Korchach, the Evid Mashma. Right? If you do it, then it works. Not if you do it, it should say, Tzaruch Lish Lishlaim. It's like a case. It's like a case. If you shech too, then it's kasha. It's not a case, that's the very halacha. Shechita by Ibrahim, let's do some other. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Two answers, okay? Two answers. First answer is really it's enechnami. By a behema, two is all you can do. But by a oaf, it really is a b'diavad. Rashi, echad be'ov koi hashochet ilachachila tzachu rabbanan shavayu. That really by an oaf you're supposed to. The rabbanan says you're supposed to do both. Why? I will read in a second further. But if you only do one. Hashochet, it works. So even though the Mishnah says Hashochet echad be'ov v'shnayim be'hema shchita sekshera, if you shecht one by an oaf and two by an animal, it's kosher. The reason why I use the Lashon B'diavad is because the Ov part. But on the Behemah part, really, if it was only writing it by Behemah, it would have just said, Tzarech Leshchot Shtayim. But if by Ov, it doesn't want to say Tzarech Leshchot Echad. No, because by Ov, you have to write, you have to do two also. L'chachilah. It's just saying, if you did one, it's showing you the minimum. If you did one, it's okay. And by Behemah, if you do two, it's okay. Right? But of course, that's what you have to do. So why do you have to do more than one? Why do you have to do two? So Rashi says, so the reason why, because the question is, what do you mean? If you tell me by oath really one sermon works, so why do I have to do two? It works. What more do you need me to do? It's because of a harchaka. Distance you from an avera. Dilma lo asalam evad ruba dachad. Because if you say that I could do one, maybe I'm not going to come to do rov. I'm going to do less than rov. So therefore, the Rabbanan just says, you know what? Just do two. Do two, and don't be a big shot. Do two. Right? It's a harchaka from avera. Okay? What do you think of that? There you go. So Matt says, what he's saying is that why do you have to do two? Because maybe if you only do one, you're not going to do rov. Okay, so now you have to do two. So maybe you're not going to do rov of two. Maybe you're going to do two halves. Do a 40% of each. Right? And then maybe you come with a lot of maybes. And the whole thing just sounds like far-fetched. I mean, the halacha is you have to do one sermon. And that's the rest of what you have to do. And you have to do rov one sermon. Now what we're saying is that we want to make sure that he doesn't do two. Doesn't do one. Doesn't do less than rov of one, so therefore we say do two. So I know by Behemah make him cut the whole head off, because maybe he's going to end up doing less than he's not going to do two. I know the whole thing just sounds like a far-fetched kind of a thing. Like, what are we worried about?
Or say rov doesn't work. That'd be a better derivative.
Or say rov doesn't work, right? You mean say you have to do the whole thing?
Right.
Okay, hold that thought. Yeah. Come on, we'll go there. And the halacha is the raisa really have to cut one, rov of one. So now what he's saying is that we don't want to let you do that, because maybe you're not going to do the whole thing. And the rove even. So therefore, what do you say? We do two. Okay, what does that accomplish? So you do two, but I'm not going to do rove of two. And, like, it just, the whole thing is, like, bothersome. It's a funny question to ask, like, what are they worried about? But at the same time, it's hard to understand. It'd be nice if we could just say, let's just believe them. Apparently they're worried, and just move on. But I don't know, it would be nice if we could give some sort of explanation for it. Maybe we're missing something here. Okay, let's read a little further. That's the first answer. Second answer is v'ibay yisema. The difficulty, though, is, I mean, realizing pshat, what's difficult about this answer, is that it's relegating the lashon of hashochet, which is a b'dievet lashon, only to oath. But really, by behema, it's a bad lashon. Right? The second answer doesn't want to do that. The second answer says, or you say no, that it means even by behema it's a b'diavad. What's the b'diavad? Doing rov is a b'diavad. That when it says, because the Mishnah says, that if you sheft one by oath and two by behema, it's kasher. But then it says rubo shalach kamo, and rov works. So the hashochet is going on the second part. That's the b'diavad. Really, of course, two full ones, what more do you want a guy to do? But b'diavad, by a behemah, really 51% of each is good. But that's a b'diavad. L'chachila, you're supposed to do the whole thing. L'chachila, you shouldn't rely on rov, but you should do the whole thing. Why? Rashi doesn't tell us here. Right? But it would seem, the easiest reason why is the same kind of logic. Right? I mean, what? Yeah, presumably it's Darabon. I mean, I would think so. I mean, he doesn't say. It's hard to know. But, I mean, the smoothest thing is to say, if there's another reason, here's the problem. This is like an interesting thing. Rashi doesn't say anything. So if there's a different reason, then Rashi should tell us. But if you say it's the exact same thing, so you say Rashi doesn't feel the need to explain, it's the same exact thing, is that if you do Rove, then this is what you even thought of before. It even seems like more reasonable. Is that if you allow him to do Rove, maybe he's going to do less than Rove. So therefore, they said you have to do the whole thing, right? I mean, given that there is this thing of you're worried about a guy being not doing the right thing, it almost sounds like that's what he was saying before. You're worried he's not going to do rov. That was the way you thought. You're worried he's not going to do rov, so say you have to do the whole thing. What do you have to say? That therefore do two? Isn't that the better way to patch up this problem? You're worried a guy's not going to do rov of one, so say you have to do the whole thing. Wouldn't that solve all problems? The whole thing sounds a little bit crazy. That's a good kasha. Let's take that kasha. That's like a real kasha. I mean, the whole thing is a problem. Is the second answer sounds better. What's according to the first way? Saying is that why do you have to do two simanim bayof? So what does Rashi say? Because you're worried that he's not going to do rov. If you say you do one, you're worried he's not going to do rov of one. So therefore what? So therefore it says, oh, so therefore I have to do two. I'll tell you simpler. Just say you have to do the whole thing. Do one, have to do the whole thing. Wouldn't that solve the problem? Why are you mechayev and bayof to do two? Just say, do your one, but don't rely on rov. And then what are you worried about? The guy's not going to do rov? That's the chayiv. Okay, let's do the whole thing. Right? I mean, the first pshat is hard to understand. Right? Also, there's this question which we will have to deal with. Are these two pshatim arguing? Are they agreeing? Are they just two answers, but they're both true? That's something we'll have to get into. But not for yet. Yes. Not for you. You can open the window. Yeah, you can talk. Listen. Aveira presumably would mean if you do less than Rov, then you're not going to have a possible Shechita. People are going to eat it because they think it's a good Shechita and they're going to be trained in Nevela. That's Nevela. Nevela is something that's wasn't Shechita. You kill it without Shechita. So if you cut it with less than Rov, it will die, but it will die not through Shechita because you didn't do Shechita. If you cut less than Rov with a Simen, basically you didn't do Shechita. So now if it dies, so either it'll be Nevela or a Trefa. It depends on the dies. I mean, Trefa is something which has a moral wound. I mean, that's a different question, which one is it? But it's a different whatever. But it's certainly a slang mikosher. So then people are going to end up doing an Avera. So therefore, in order to avoid that, they just said, you have to make sure that you do the whole thing, you do two, to prevent that Avera. Right? But it just sounds like, what are they getting involved for? What's the whole deal here? I mean, the halacha is halacha. The rest seems like a fine halacha. Yes, maybe just to Rafi, you said this is good, and to find out what Mark is saying, is that one fact, let me just tell you one halacha, one fact that maybe is cheating a little bit, but it's a fact that you should know, which is that when you do shlita, one of the psula shlita is something called shehiya. Okay? Shehiya means waiting. You can't do half a shlita, stop, and then do another half a shlita. Shlita is one continuous maisa. Okay, you can't break it up into parts. You can't do it a little bit and then go back and say, oh, I caught one simon, I didn't do the other one, I'll go to the doctor and do the other one. That's the psal. It has to all be one maisa. One continuous maisa. Okay? Can't do it in two parts. Okay, you can't stop in the middle. There's a question how long is stopping. Okay, so basically like this, is that, I mean, I think that might be relevant, but basically it's like this, that there's two ways to do shlita. You could just go, be all gung-ho about it, like you're saying, like, certain attitude, and you just go and you take your knife and you just cut the thing, right? Like a full cut, like a man, right? That's one way to do shlita. And if you do that, you're going to cut both simanim. I mean, they're not very big simanim, and you have a big sharp knife, and you're going to push the thing, and it's going to go both of them. There's another way to do shchita, is like a measured shchita. Like a carefully measured shchita. Oh, how much do I have to do? Rove of one on a chicken? Measured. Rove of one simen. So how do you cut rove of one simen? 51% of one simen on a chicken. It's like a carefully, like a shchita, like you're holding back almost. Right? I mean, it's a chicken. You're going to cut the head of a chicken off or a bird. So, I mean, with a sharp knife. So, you're going to have to basically measure, try to get it, hold back, and do it exact so that you're not cutting the whole thing. Right? That's what it means, cutting the thing that you shouldn't do. Because it, once you start holding back, then they're worried that you're not going to cut the whole thing. You're going to go short. Whereas once you're involved, it's like the normal action, we'll cut both. And like holding back, it's like very hard to quantify how much you can hold back. It's very easy to do a full shlita. You just do a shlita, you can take the knife and you do the full cut. The way you cut less than one, the way you cut one simen, or the way you cut a half a simen, or two half simen, simanim, or rove, is by holding back. Once you hold back, it's very hard to quantify how much you're going to hold back. And you can't go back afterwards and fix it up. You're going to mess it up. So basically, what the Rabbanan said is, you're not allowed to do a held back shechita. You have to do a full shechita. You have to always do a full shechita. And that's why you can't do one. How are you going to cut one siman without cutting the other one? You're going to have to carefully make sure you only cut one and stop before the other. It's a knife, and it's at the chicken's head, and it's a big head, and it's a big knife. It's a little head and a big knife. And you're going to end up cutting both simanim if you do a normal shechita. How are you going to do it? You're going to stop in the middle. You're not allowed to do that. Rabbanan says, once you stop in the middle, you're worried maybe you're not going to get rov. You can only do one and stop before the second one. Maybe you're not going to get rov the first one. So how do you avoid the problem? You just do a shechita like a normal person. You cut the head off. You cut through the whole thing. You do a full shechita. You don't start holding back in your shechita. You're not allowed. Rabbanan realized in holding back, you're going to cause problems. Because it's not possible to be, or in general, it's not possible to be so medactic with it, and it's you can end up creating a missile. So they said you have to do the full thing. Now look, if you did it, hashochet, if you do rov of two or you do one, it works. They're not saying it's not kosher, but you investigate it, you check it out afterwards, and you measure and you see if it's good as good as not, it's not good. But l'chachila, is that the way to do shechita? The Rabbanan says no. D'oraisa, you can say, look, each person does his own on his own. You take your chances and be careful and make sure and all that, and fine. You want to try to do it, fine. If you look afterwards and it's not good, you throw it out, and if it's whatever, fine. You can do that, d'oraisa. But the Rabbanan says it's not a good system. It's not a good plan. How are we going to chain our shochtim? What are we going to tzava them? I guess what Jiggy said, look, this meat gets out on the market. I mean, what's the proper way that shochtim should be knowing? The proper way is just to do a full soul shlita, to always do a full shlita. Both by behema you don't do rov. I'm shoving for now. Let's shove both answers together. By an oaf, you always do two simanim. By behema, you always do kulo. You don't just rely on rov. Don't rely on the technical. Don't. This is not an area to go for the technical minimum amount. Buy a shlit by drinking a cup. It's not so. It's easier. Take a cup. You drink it until you get a majority of the cup. You don't drink the whole thing. I mean, you just drink. You see where rov is, and it's a very clear thing with your eyes, and everyone's done it. It's very easy to do. It's no big deal. But shlita is like an action, which is it's a one-second action. You have an animal here. It's like a live animal. You're holding it down. You take your knife. The whole thing is like a split second, and you can end up messing things up. So don't hold back. Just do it, and I'll find a full shlita. The thing is, like, by drinking, it's almost like you're drinking quantity, and you keep adding quantity until drinking 60% isn't holding back. I'm just only drinking 60%. But I'm saying is like the normal shechita is the whole thing. The ordinary action of taking your knife and pushing it along the sort of thing is going to cut the whole thing. And to do 50%, you have to hold back a little bit. You have to measure it. You have to. That saying is the don't do that. But if you take a cup and you drink two-thirds of the cup, that's not holding back. I'm only drinking two-thirds, and I was going all the way. Why would I go all the way? But shechita is just not that kind of an action. It's going to involve holding back. And the Rabbanan says, don't hold back. Do it fully. Do shechita fully. Both by behema and by off. Don't rely on rov. Don't rely on one. Always do shechita one simple way. Just take your knife, cut the thing fully, and everything's very simple. Don't have any problems. Once you start doing it, the shura said then, you're going to get great problems. The question is, what are these two answers? Okay, are they the same thing? Is there a machlokas? Are they arguing? So the first one is saying is that by an oaf, you're chayev to shechtu. Because if you do one, then you're going to end up holding, not doing one. So therefore, you have to do two. And the second answer is saying no. No. But it's not talking about by oaf, it's talking about by behema. And it's saying by behema, you have to do kulo. Not allowed to do rov. Right? So is there, for instance, does the oaf one say that by behema, you're not have to do kulo? Or does the behema one say that by an oaf, you're not have to do two? Or do they both agree with both? Right? We don't know, really. Right? We don't know. Are they the same thing? Because if you say the svara, do you naturally have to say both? That's my question. I mean, we'll look in the Rishonim in a minute, but let me just ask you in Svara. According to this way of looking at it, are they identical? If you say this Svara, that your Shlita should not be holding back, you shouldn't hold back in your Shlita, but you should do the full Shlita. So is it... That has two applications. One is by Ofi, you should do two. The other is by Bov Hema and Ofi, you shouldn't do Rov, you should do Kula. But I'm saying, are those identical? Are those identical? Do you, does the same Svara apply identically to both cases, or is there room to be machalik between those two and apply it only by one or only by the other, or, you know, or are they just the same exact thing? Yeah, the Rosh. I want to see from the Rosh if we get down. So the Rosh is a Rosh in Kuf Pei, Kuf Mem Tatsman Aleph in the Dafei HaRosh, or whatever. Okay, it's in Siman Aleph and then a little bit in Siman Beis on this parak. So the Rosh is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do that by an oaf, you have to shecht the vridim, which are like the jugular, the whatever, certain veins, certain arteries, the carotid, whatever. But he holds that. He holds that by oaf, you have to do that because the oaf, you may roast, you may not get out all the blood, basically. So by shechting out the vein, you make sure all the blood gets out. It's a different problem of dam. Okay, but the Rosh is trying to show that, without getting into that whole thing, they're not trying to show that it's only l'chachila. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying that you have to shach these veins, is only saying l'chachila. It's not b'diavad. So now he's defending it by saying, just like our Gemara is l'chachila, right, the one, two, whatever, so too, this vridim, the vridim of these veins, also are l'chachila. So it says like this. So it's the Rosh, it's like the eighth, ninth, tenth line in the Rosh. At a dot. What? Kuf Mem Tes. Amr Aleph. On the left column. In the middle of Siman Aleph. It's about the eighth line. There's a dot in the middle of the line. Rav Yehuda Adiyuka Demasnisan Kai. Okay, Rav Yehuda is going on a diak of the Mishnah. Ashochet Echad Be'of B'dievet. Right? If you shaft one Siman by an oaf, that's B'dievet. Aval chachila by shnayim, right? But chachila you do, right? That was the first answer, right? That by an oaf, one is with the aven. Chachila you do, right? Uleidach lishna, and according to the other lashon, the second yibayisema, koi hashochet arubo shel echad kamohu. Then the hashochet with the aven is going on the fact that ruv of a simen is like the whole simen. Hal chachila, but lechachila. Ba'i simen echad shalem. That lechachila, you need one entire simen. Become Rabbi Yehuda lechachila chishlas v'ridim. Rabbi Yehuda saying you also all shechtu v'ridim. So, what just happened here? So the first one where I said the b'diavad means because b'diavad lechachila you have to do two, right? And one is b'diavad, and according to the second one, it's going on rov. But l'charchila, you have to do one full simen. So what does that mean? What do you mean one full simen?
You should have said and
two full simanim. Yeah.
Only for your behemoth.
Yes. No. Even by oaf.
No. The second one is just that you have to do row.
Oh, you just have to do row. But by an oaf, how what do you have to do?
One
full simen.
Right. That's what he said.
To both.
Okay, this is the second gersa holds, the second answer holds, that by an oaf, you're allowed to do one, just to make sure it's one full one, right?
Okay.
According to the first lashon, you held by an oaf, you're not allowed to do one.
Right.
You have to do two.
Right.
Oh, so we have machlokas here. As you said, is that you don't differentiate, right? It's not, how do you differentiate that? How do you say by oaf? It seems like you're saying, according to the second lashon, by an oaf, you could do one full simen. So you could hold back and only do one, as long as you make sure you do the full simen, right? He doesn't say you got to do two. He says one full simen is enough.
Right.
The
that's what we learned in Jewish.
No. Well, that's what we learned, but then I asked you, are they differentiable? Could you say that you only have to do one fully and not the other one fully? And we said, no, it seems like if you hold that you need one, of course you can hold you need the other. Of course, they're both the same thing, same svara. In other words, the way I would have said, or you could have argued, is that if you say this, what's the Rabban? And the Rabban is Shechita has to be fully. Full Shechita. You can't hold back in Shechita. Which would mean two things. It means you can't do one Siman, you have to do two Simanim, and also you can't do Rov, you have to do Kula. Now, could I do one of them partially and the other one No, I mean, there are two answers, but you would have said, you could have said they're the same exact thing. The Gzeir Darabanan is you can't hold back in your Shlita, which has two implications. And you have to either hold by the Darabanan, in which case you hold both implications, or not hold by the Darabanan, because you hold neither of them. But I'm saying is you see from the way the Rosh is learning that the second answer in the Gemara, is holding that by oath, you can't rely on Rov, you have to do the whole thing, but you could do one. So it means he's holding the second one, is not holding of the first one. He's arguing on the first one. The second one is saying, oath, you can do one, that's fine, as long as you do Kulo. As long as you make sure you do Kulo. Whereas the first one is saying, no, by oath you have to do one, you can't do one, you have to do two. Right? Now, we don't know, what about the other way? Does the first Shita also argue on the second one? According to the first Shita, would it be sufficient to do two rows? Because the first one is saying by oath you have to do two. But would it say you can do 2 51%ers? Or you'd have to do two in their entirety? Can you tell from what he says there? What did he say there? Doesn't say. Right? But look further. Look at the bottom. Gemara, base. O's base. Gemara. Shulchi diyavan enachil olo. At kamal eshchav lezel. Same kasha. Yibay seima echad ba'ov. Yibay seima ruba shalachi gemo. So that just quotes that Gemara, the two answers. U'mistaver. Listen to the Rosh says. U'mistaver. Kivon di'ika tre shinuye. Since there are two answers. Avdina l'chomra. Yidu l'chomra. You have to do two siman both by oath. Right? Okay. So what does that mean? L'chila, you have to go l'chumra. It's not clear why if it's a darban and why you have to go l'chumra altogether. That's a problem. But whatever. You have to go l'chumra, and therefore what do you have to do? Even by oath, you have to do two simanim. So first of all, you see he's treating as machlokas. Because he doesn't know what do you do. So he's saying, since it's a machlokas, right? Since there's two lashanos, so we have to do l'chumra, and even by oath, you have to do two simanim. So what do you see from here? What's he not saying? What's missing is he should have said in theory l'chachila to be machmir and do two by oath, and also do ruva kikulo by both. You have to do, I'm sorry, kulo, don't do rov, right?
By behema.
Why doesn't he say mention that also? Right? Why doesn't he mention that also? If you learn, there's two ways to learn this machlokas. One is to say that the first shita holds there's one halacha by oath you have to do two, right? But no rov halacha, you can do rov as much as you want. And the second shita holds the opposite, that really by oath you're allowed to do one, so make sure you do kula, right? In other words, they're each holding by one chumra. You could learn they're each holding by one chumra, right? That would be one way to learn. There's two possible chumras. One chumra is by oath to make him do two. The other chumra is to make sure he always does rov. Make sure he never does rov. He does kula. But then, first of all, it's a machlokas. What does it mean? First of all, that's not a chumra. That's like neither shita. To say that you're going to have to do both, why is one a chumra than the other? Neither one's chumra. They're just two different chumras. They each have their own chumra. Unless you'll say these things be machmi like both, but the Rosh doesn't say be machmi like both. In fact, he doesn't mention the other thing. He just said, Din l'chumra, and make sure you do two by oath, and make sure you always do 100%. Right?
Two types of
chumras? Yeah, and he should say that anyway. He should say there's two different chumras. So I'm saying is no, I'll tell you why he's not saying that. Because he's learning pshat. This is all pshat. We have to go as far as that. I'm saying the pshat is that everyone agrees with the second lashon. That you have to do, you can't do 50%. You can't do 50%. You can't do 51%. You have to do kula. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas is, do you also have this halacha by oath that you have to do? You have to do two. The first shita holds that the chumra is by oath. You have to do two. Not allowed to do one by oath. The second shita holds no. You can do one. Just make sure it's the full thing. But the first shita, of course, held you have to do the full thing. The first shita held by both. And the second shita holds only by one. So there's a machmir and a mekel. And that's what he's saying is, since you have machlokas, a machmir and a mekel, so mastaber, you should be machmir. But Mimachmir and do two by oath. He doesn't mention the rov because that's not even up for debate. No one's arguing on that. Everyone agrees that you have to do the whole thing by both. Right? So that's why he's not mentioning that. So, yeah, I'm going a little quickly, but the punchline, according to what I'm reading the Rush, and you can look at it yourself and see whether you accept this or not, is that I'm learning that the Rush is saying the mother does machlokas. Everyone agrees, both shitas hold, that you're not allowed to do 51%. That's holding back, you're going to have problems. Machlokas is, are you allowed to do one siman by an oath? If you do the whole siman by an oath, 100% of one siman, is that okay? Or do you say, no, we're worried about that also? But no one says you're allowed to do 51% of the one siman, and by him may not do 51% of the two simanim. You're not allowed to do this 51%. 51% is dangerous, and everyone says you're not allowed to do that. The question is, what about bayof? What about bayof? That's the machlokas to lishanos. Are you chayiv to do bayof to do two simanim? Or do you say, no, you can do one siman? And that's what the Rosh is saying. Mestaver, we should go lechumra. Mestaver, we should go lechumra. We should go lechumra. He also, then he says, he brings down a little further, he says, this is a different point. Rav Alfa's kasev Rav Shalach Kamahu Dafka B'diavad Al Chachil Meibayil LeMeshchatei Kulei Semen. Right, Rosh says the opposite. The Chachil, you have to do the whole semen. Mashma the Sphere like Lishna Baso the Kula. Sounds like he's learning like the second one, the Kula. Right, because he says you're allowed to do one semen. How is he only allowed to do one semen? So apparently he's holding the Kula. He's going like the second Shita that by that you're not Choshesh by Alf. I don't feel allowed to do one whole semen. So he says, since it's only the Rabbanon, so he'll do Larbi Mekel. Since you're allowed to be Mekel, so he says, go like the second Lashon and only do, you only have to do 1 7. But why is that Mekel? Right? You have to do, what about the other Shita? But that's in line with the way I'm learning the Rosh. I'm saying the Rif is learning that way also. That the, no one's arguing that you have to do Kula. Of course you have to do Kula. That no one's question. The question is, do you also have to do two by oath? That's Machlokas, and the Rif is being Mekel. This is the Rabbani, he's being Mekel. What does Mekel mean? If there are just two different Shitas, which Chumrah is it, then which one's Mekel? Then you should say Mekel both. But he's saying, no. Then everyone agrees you have to do Kula by Kula of both. You can't rely on Rav. That everyone agrees with. Only Machlokas is, do you also say by oath you have to do two? The Rosh is being Machmir. The Rif is being Mekel, because only the Rabbani. It's not clear why the Rosh is being machmir. It's not a problem. And the Rosh is a good argument. The Rif is a good argument. This is the Rabbana here. Why do you have to be machmir all the time?
That's
a thing. What? That's so is the one the Kula. Yeah. Mastabik. Why? Mm-hmm. Right? What's Mastabik? And he says, the Rosh, and he brings down the Rif. And he knows the Svar because he says the Rif does that. There says no, because he's going the Kula. Since there's two Lashonos, no arguing. By the Rabbanon, right? So therefore you go the Kula. Okay, yeah, so what was the Rosh's argument? Why didn't the Rosh go for that? So, I mean, we could try to figure that out. It would be nice if we could figure that out. The Rosh, the Rif. You can also look at the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam is interesting. Also. Well, let's try to do all these for tomorrow. Okay, I don't know if we're going to finish everything tomorrow, but let's try to, try to see if we could learn this, through the eyes of Rishon. I mean, I think we have a good starting point today, basic svar about what's going on, but I think, we learn this. Look at the Rosh and the Rifke. I mean, I was reading this quickly, but, convince yourself that, I think it's pretty compelling from the different evidence I just brought that that's what the Rosh is learning. But, convince yourself, or argue, either way. Okay?